Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the chapter Babu Fadli Ta'jil al-Fitri, Ma Yuftiru Alayhi wa Ma Yaquluhu Ba'd al-Iftar, the chapter on the virtue of hastening to break the fast, and that which one would should break his fast would, and what one should say after breaking the fast. Sister, we read a hadith in Salman ibn Amir al-Dhabi al-Sahabi, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إذا أفطر أحدكم فليفطر على تمر. سلمان بن عامر الضبي الصحابي رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when any one of you breaks his fast, then he should break his fast with tamr. Tamr generally in Arabic is referred to dry dates. A person should break his fast with dates, dry dates, etc. Because this was what was generally frowned. Tamr is a word that is used for general dates. Sometimes it would include, or most of the time it includes dry dates. But it was generally what was found, it was found all over. So this type of dates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person should break his fast with dates. Therefore, ideally, that even if a person has got other things there to break his fast with, sometimes he might have one samosa, he might have one pie, he might have a milkshake. But what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging, that a person should break his fast with dates. So therefore, the first thing we should try to do is try and break our fast with the date. Because this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraged. And after that, a person can have whatever else he wants to have. So here this hadith is saying, فَلْيُفْتِرْ عَلَىٰ تَمْرٍ. A person should break his fast with a date. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. If he doesn't find a date, فَلْيُفْتِرْ عَلَىٰ مَاءٍ. Then he should break his fast with some water. فَإِنَّهُ طَهُورٌ. Because this water is pure. This is the advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us. That he should break his fast with a date. If he doesn't have a date, he should break his fast with some water. Sometimes you find a person just breaking his fast with a sip of cold drink. Ideally, he should try and bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive. Try and break the fast with a date. If he doesn't have a date, then break it with the water. After that, he can enjoy whatever else he has there to enjoy. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يفطر قبل أن يصلي على رطبات. Then Anas radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would perform, Rasulullah sallam would break his fast before he would perform his Maghrib Salah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would break his fast before he would perform his Maghrib Salat ala Rutubat. Rutubat in Arabic is the plural of Rutab. Rutab is a fresh date. Now you get, as I mentioned, Tamr is a general date, your dry dates, then you would get something known as Rutab. Rutab is a very fresh date, the one that is very soft. Generally, if a person goes to the Arab countries in the summer seasons, you will find that this dates are the harvesting time for the soft dates, very, very soft. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would break his date, his fast with the soft date. Now, ulama explained why the soft date. One of the reasons they give is because the absorption level of the soft date is much more quicker in the body than having a dry date. The date itself is soft, so the absorption in the body, the energy, the sugar, the iron, the calcium, the magnesium, the kitab is mentioned that there are so many different contents in the date. It has got sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, copper, iron, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, all this. Including in all this, it has proteins, it has fats, it has carbohydrates, and it also has calories. So when a person has the soft date, then the absorption is much faster. And the energy that the body then produces is much quicker than having dry dates. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would choose a rutab, a soft date, and he would break his fast with that before the Maghrib Salah. So here again it shows us of rushing and hastening with breaking the fast. It wasn't that Nabi Sallam read Maghrib Salah first and then break his fast. He would first break his fast and then he would read the Maghrib Salah. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُونُ رُطُبَاتْ فَتُمَيْرَاتْ. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't have the soft date, the fresh date, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would break his fast with any other date. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُونُ تُمَيْرَاتْ. Tumirat now would refer now not the soft date but the dry date. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have the tumirat, his dry dates, hasa hasawati min ma. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would just take a few sips of water and he would break his fast with a few sips of water. This was the simple, beautiful lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The date was there, he had the date. The date wasn't there, his soft date wasn't there, he would have the dry date. The dry date wasn't there, no problem. He'd break his fast with a few sips of water and that was his iftar. Now we two duas. One dua is very common, popular that we know at the time of breaking fast. The other one also is a dua that's mentioned in hadith. It's nice to learn the dua. we don't know the dua, then at least try and learn the English of it, so that when we break your fast, we can say these words also at the time of breaking the fast. The Arabic is ذهب الظمعاء وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. What it means, ذهب الظمعاء, that the thirst has been quenched. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that at the time when a person breaks his fast, after he breaks his fast, now he reads this dua, the thirst has been quenched, the veins are now moist, and the reward is assured if Allah wills. How beautiful. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, now this fast that I have kept, I will be rewarded for it. So in other words, he's making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our thirst now has been quenched, our veins are now moist, and we will get reward for what we did. Oh Allah, if you wish, then we will get rewarded for this. Such a simple, easy, beautiful dua. And the other dua, the famous dua that we know, Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika afsartu. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, laka sumtu, for you I have fasted. Showing his ikhlas. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only for you have I fasted. Wa ala rizqika afsartu. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the food that you have given me, I have broken my fast. It is not me, I'm breaking my fast on my own. And it's not my own work and my own effort that I've got all these things to break my fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this also you have given me. And what you have been given me, that also I'm using to break my fast. In other words, Allah, we are totally in need of you. This was the ajzi and the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite fasting the whole day, his du'as also will tell us that what the high level of humility Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you have I fasted. Wa ala rizqika, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the breaking of my fast is with the rozi that you have given me. Every single thing you have given me, this is the high level of shukr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that high level of shukr. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahu.